It's showtime! Yes, gang, it's showtime again. Time to settle back and enjoy the finest music Broadway and Hollywood have to offer. For this is the program that presents each and every week, and so far as possible, in a half hour's time, a Broadway show or screen musical in its entirety. For this showtime, we're taking you back a few years to the premiere of a great movie musical, Alexander's Ragtime Band. And this presentation is blessed with the largest cast of number one performers ever to appear on Showtime before. We take the greatest of pleasure in presenting Alexander's Ragtime Band, starring Tyrone Power as Alexander, Al Jolson as himself, Dinah Shore as Stella, Dick Hames as Charlie Dwyer, and Margaret Whiting as Jerry. The place is San Francisco, the time a few years before the First World War. The already famous Al Jolson has brought his show to the city by the Golden Gate. As we look in at the theater, he's just putting the finishing touches on his last song of the evening.
Great show, Al. That curtain sure brought the house down.
Thanks, Joe.
Say, Al, Georgie wants to know, should he leave that bid in for Helen? He worked in swell tonight.
Sure, give the kid a break. Any messages, Bert?
No, you're not forgetting the mayor's supper party.
Anything else?
Oh, yes, Roger Grant called.
Again? Well, he's persistent, if nothing else.
Oh, I think he's got a pretty good band.
So do I. That's why I've been trying to get him a job. Well, I guess Kramer doesn't like good music, huh?
Oh, no. Grant stopped by to thank you.
He's got the job? Swell.
Well, not quite. But Kramer's agreed to a tryout tomorrow night.
I hadn't come to Frisco to find jobs for band leaders. But Grant's father had been a friend of mine, and, well, you know how it is. Kramer's Cafe wasn't the best place in town, but he sure served a wonderful cheese blintz. Anyway, young Grant brought his band there the next night, the same night that Stella Kirby came looking for a job.
You Mr. Kramer?
That's right, sister. What do you want?
Well, they tell me you're going in for music. Here I am.
Singer, huh?
That's right and good. I've been up at Lefty's for 3 months.
Why not now?
Well, Lefty got fresh and I quit. Oh, I know I'll be safe in a nice, refined place like this.
Sense of humor, huh? And what else?
What else? This, the brand new song that's dynamite.
Alexander's Ragtime Band.
I'll sing it for you right now.
Relax, girly, relax. I'll tell you when.
Thanks, Mr. Kramer.
Stella Kirby.
Well, for crying out loud. Snapper, what are you doing here?
Well, still banging the drums, Stella. But this time for a very high-class guy named Roger Grant. And, you?
Still banging out ballads, Snapper, if Kramer hires me.
Hey, Charlie. Meet Stella Kirby.
Hi.
Oh, this is Charlie Dwyer, Stella, the best piano player in Frisco.
Hello, Miss Kirby.
See, you fellas play here?
Well, we're trying to get a job. Going to play for Kramer right now.
I'm singing for him later. I'll, probably meet you out on the sidewalk, Mr. Dwyer.
All right, Charlie. Snapper, let's get going.
Oh, excuse me. Stella Kirby, Roger Grant.
Hi.
How do you do? Charlie, I want the piano soft, understand? You too, Snapper. Soft and dreamy.
Right.
Oh, you'll excuse us, Miss Kirby.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Nice girl, Snapper.
Oh, boy.
Hey, keep your mind on business.
All right, you fellas, start playing.
You better be good, see? I don't care about Joseph Dixon.
Well, come on, Charlie, the music. The music, where is it? The music. Well?
Raj, it's gone.
Are you crazy? You had the music, I saw it.
The streetcar. I must have left it on the streetcar.
The guy's gonna play or not?
Oh, yes, Mr. Kramer. Right away.
Hey, Rog, look, here's some music right here on the chair.
What is it? Let me see.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. What's that?
I don't know. Just pass out the parts.
Hey, what is it?
Here you are, fellas. No time to rehearse, but...
Yeah, just okay. Do your best, boys.
Right.
Okay, then. Let's go.
Hey, what kind of rhythm is this?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, Kramer will murder us for this.
Hey! What goes on here? That's my music.
Please, please, Miss Kirby, we're trying to...
That's my number. Where'd you find it?
Please. Hey, fellas, I've got it. Just loosen up a little bit. Hit it. Come on now.
Now listen, you crook. That's my song, and I'm going to sing it, see? Oh, my honey, better hurry and bless me, Ander. Ain't you going to the leader man, ragged meter man? Oh, my honey, let me take you to Alexander's grandstand, brass band. Ain't you coming along? come on and hear, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band. Come on and hear, come on and hear, it's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you want to go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, my honeyland, come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand to the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear the Swanee River play it in ragtime, come on and hear, come on and hear Alexander's ragtime band. Fancy pants, what's the idea of swiping my music?
I'm sorry, Miss Kirby, but
that was dynamite. You got the job, sister, and you too, maestro.
Look, I came here to get a job for myself, not these amateurs. It was my music that put them over.
Just because you can shout notes, you know everything about music.
It's all of you or nothing. Hey, Pinky, beer in the house for Alexander, this ragtime band.
My name's Grant.
It's Alexander, see? From now on.
Your name's Mud as far as I'm concerned, and if you think I'm going to work with you...
Who said I'd have you?
Give me my music.
Now, wait a second. Please, Miss Kirby, let's figure this out.
I got it figured out, Mr. Dwyer. I don't want anything to do with this...
Always a pleasure to meet a lady. Good night, Miss Kirby.
You stuck up.
Now, wait. Roger's just shooting off his mouth, that's all, Miss Kirby. We all need a job.
Well, I don't. Not that bad, I don't.
Now, just give me 5 minutes. 5 minutes. Now, let's sit down over here and talk this thing over calmly.
Well, I've started something when I sent Roger Grant for a tryout at Kramer's. Except now, he wasn't Roger Grant anymore. He was Alexander, and he and the ragtime band and Stella Kirby, well, they really began to go places. 6 months later, they were opening at the famous Cliff House, but it was still cat and dog between Stella and Alex. Well, they hit Frisco like another earthquake. 20 weeks later, they were still in the Cliff House, the biggest draw in town. One afternoon in the rehearsal room.
Hello, Stella. Rehearsal's not till 4:00.
Oh, just thought I'd get over a little early, Charlie.
Hey. Another new outfit, huh?
Charlie, it isn't too loud, is it?
I think it's great. You know, you've changed, Stella. Changed a lot.
Changed? Just because I buy quieter clothes and let my hair go natural?
Oh, that's part of it, I guess.
You mean I'm getting refined? Agreeable? Well, you're wrong. Just trying to save myself a lot of arguments with Alex, that's all.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. That you're playing?
Just a little hit tune I've been working on.
You mean you wrote it? You?
Mm-hmm. Like it?
So far. How does the rest of it go?
Well, suppose I go back to the beginning.
Now it can be told. Told in all its glory. Now that we have met, the world may know the sentimental story. The greatest romance they ever knew is waiting to unfold. Now it can be told as an inspiration. Every other tale of boy meets girl is just an imitation. The great love story has never been told before, but now it can be told.
Well, a lot happened after Charlie wrote that song. Stella sang it as one of the regular numbers on the show, but she found herself singing not to Charlie, but to Alex. So Alex and Stella discovered they were in love, and things were running quite smoothly. That is, until a certain Broadway producer caught the show one night and demonstrated an interest in Stella.
Charlie, it's wonderful. He wants me to go to New York, Mr. Dillingham.
New York?
Yeah, he's going to make me a star, Alex. Oh, darling, everything you wanted for me.
Yes, but what about the band?
Well, he says he can't use the band now, but he'll find a place later.
Oh, and you're going?
Well, of course I'm going. Turn down the biggest break I'll ever get.
You might have talked to me about it first.
Well, we'll still be together. You can come on to New York. You'll get a job.
That'll be great.
But you've told me over and over I could make something of myself if I tried. And now just because it's happened, you're angry.
Serves me right expecting anything from you.
Of all the selfish little tin-horn sports, you're jealous. Jealous because he wants me and not you.
Go on, go on, go to New York.
Don't think I won't. And don't think you wouldn't do the same thing if you had the chance.
Alex, tell her you're wrong before it's too late.
Oh, I'm wrong and she's right.
Yes. You don't own Stella. She doesn't owe the band a thing. We're liable to be stuck here for the rest of our lives.
If that's the way you feel about it, what are you sticking around for? Why don't you clear out, too?
All right. Maybe that's a good idea.
Hiya, Charlie.
Excuse me, Snapper.
Sure, sure, sure. Well, Maestro, when does Alexander's Ragtime Band hit Broadway?
It doesn't. There isn't any Alexander's Ragtime Band.
A lot happened in the next couple of years, including the First World War. The day after he got back from France, Alex was standing on Broadway in front of the Globe Theater. There was a playbill in the lobby. Charles Dillingham presents Stella Kirby in Come One, Come All, opening next week.
Who? Who did you say wanted to see me, Harry?
He was waiting right here at the stage door, Miss Kirby, till rehearsal was over. And he
Hello, said... Stella.
Alex! Alex! Where in the world? Oh, it's good to see you.
I saw your name out front, just thought I'd drop in.
When'd you get back?
Yesterday.
You're all right?
Oh, sure, sure, not a scratch.
Well, then, why are you...
Oh, you mean the cane? Well, it's just a little fad I picked up on the other side.
Alex, I tried to see you before you left.
You did?
Yeah, when you were doing that show for the Army, that last night. When I went backstage, you'd gone.
It's too bad we didn't get together, Stella. I wanted to tell you how sorry I was for everything. Can you forgive me?
Of course.
I've never stopped loving you, Stella.
Alex.
You don't know what it's been like. Warning you every second. You've never been out of my mind.
Alex, you don't know?
Know what?
Charlie and I, we've been married for more than a year.
No, I didn't know.
Stella, Mr. Dillingham says we... Alex!
Hello, Charlie.
You just got back.
That's right.
Oh, I'm sorry I wasn't with you over there. I never got further than Hoboken.
I see you're doing the songs for Stella's new show. Congratulations.
Oh, thanks. But blame it on Stella. She cracked the whip.
Well, it's been great seeing you.
Well, can't we have lunch? You don't have to rush right up.
Sorry, a couple of fellows are waiting for me. Goodbye, Stella.
Goodbye, Alex.
Charlie?
So long. Look, he's limping. He's changed, hasn't he, Stella?
Yes, in some ways. But still too proud even to say he'd been wounded.
And that would have been the end of that, if one evening, while Stella and Charlie were taking a walk, they hadn't run into Al Jolson. He told them that he'd bought a restaurant in Greenwich Village and had hired Alex and his newly formed band.
Good meeting Al tonight, wasn't it, Stella?
Hmm? Oh, yeah.
Funny about Alex. I thought he'd gone back to Frisco.
So did I.
What do you say we drop in on him sometime? Just for old time's sake.
Oh, those old times are over, Charlie. It never works trying to rake them up again.
Sometimes it does. Oh, if you're not too tired, I've got a new number. Like to hear it?
Of course, dear.
Sure you're up to it. It's sort of on the sentimental side.
Aren't you always? Come on now, let me hear it.
I lost the sunshine and rose. I lost the heavens of blue. I lost the beautiful rainbow. I lost the morning dew. I lost the angel who gave me summer, the whole winter. ever through. I lost the gladness that turned into sadness when I lost you.
Charlie was nobody's fool. He realized that Stella was still in love with Alex, so he volunteered to give her her freedom. As hard as Stella tried, she couldn't convince Charlie or herself that she wasn't still in love with Alex. So later that evening, she paid a visit to Al Jolson's little club in Greenwich Village.
Stella.
Well, welcome to Scoggy's.
Hello, Al.
Did you come to see Alex?
Yes, I did.
He'll be through in a minute. Then we're having our own private party.
Party?
Sure. Come on over here. They've got a table all set for us.
Oh, wait now, Al. I just want to see Alex. I don't want to barge in on a party.
Hey, Stella Kirby.
Hello, Snapper.
Oh, Stella, you look terrific. And where's Charlie? I haven't seen him in years.
He's out of town.
Oh. Well, he's the only one of the old gang not here. Hey, Alex, look. Stella Kirby.
Hello, Stella.
Hello, Alex.
Just in time for the celebration. Oh, this is Jerry Allen. This is Dwyer.
How do you do?
How do you do?
How's Charlie?
Fine, thanks. I didn't mean to break in on you here.
Oh, I'm glad you did. We're leaving tonight.
That's right. We're on our way to Europe, Stella. Well, how do you like it?
Europe?
Yeah, they needed a band in a hurry, and we were lucky.
Lucky nothing. They've got the best band in New York. I wish I had them in my show. And you ought to hear Jerry sing.
I guess I've taken your place, Miss Kirby. Well, I tried to, anyway.
Oh, Jerry's great. One of the best.
Oh, say, Alex. There are a couple of friends of mine over there want to meet you. Come on, son. Give them a break, will you?
Okay. Excuse me, Stella.
Don't be long, Alex. I'm sorry I missed hearing you sing, Jerry. How long have you been with the band?
Well, ever since it started again.
Oh, then you must have met Alex soon after he came back from the war.
Yes. He was still in sort of a daze from it. I stepped in and, well, I tried to help him snap out of it.
That was very fortunate for him.
For me, too. You see, Alex and I are engaged.
Oh. Oh, I'm very happy for you.
Well, thanks.
All right, boys. Let's go to work. Come on, Jerry.
Already? Oh, Miss Kirby, would you sing a number? Why don't you?
Well, if you don't mind, I'd rather not...
Oh, please. They'd love it, I know.
Why not, Stella? A sort of goodbye gesture.
Just for luck. I'll go make an announcement.
Well, Stella?
I guess I won't have a chance to say goodbye later. I'll say it now, Alex.
Goodbye.
Good luck to you over there.
Good luck to you, Stella.
Ladies and gentlemen, we've a wonderful surprise for you. There's a great celebrity with us tonight, and she's agreed to sing a number for us. May I present Miss Stella Kirby.
Thank you, Jerry. Remember the night you said I love you. Remember, you vowed by all the stars above me. Remember, we found a lonely spot, and after I learned to care a lot. You promised that you'd forget me now.
marriage ended, and with Alex in Europe, Stella's world sort of fell to pieces. She suddenly left her show on Broadway and just disappeared. I'd get a letter now and then from Alex. His band and Jerry's voice were the toast of London.
Thank you very much. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the management is very happy to present those great American favorites, Alexander's Ragtime Band and Miss Jerry Allen.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Dance with me, I want my arm about you, the charm about you will carry me through to heaven. I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I see when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek.
Alex and Jerry were back in New York that fall, starred in the Tropics room at the Drake Hotel. They'd been there a couple of weeks when...
Charlie Dwyer, well, sit down. How are you?
Fine, Alex. And you?
Swell. How have you been doing?
Oh, so-so. What's all this about a concert at Carnegie Hall?
It's not settled yet.
Uh-huh.
But I have an idea that people might go for this popular music. Well, how's Stella?
I don't know.
What?
I haven't heard from her, Alex. She disappeared right after the divorce.
Divorce? You and Stella? Well, I thought you two were leading a quiet life someplace, raising a family.
Not Stella. Things got a little tough for me, and she walked out.
Now, wait a minute. Stella wouldn't walk out on anybody.
She did on me.
Stella's the swellest girl I ever knew, Charlie. If she walked out on you, it's because she had a good reason.
So you're still in love with her?
Well, what about it?
That's all I wanted to know. Because she's still in love with you.
What?
She didn't walk out, Alex. We busted up, that's all.
Charlie, I've got to find her.
I've been trying for months myself. Somebody saw her singing in a dive. By the time I got there, she'd gone. She's changed her name, Alex. Dropped right out of the picture.
Stella, meanwhile, had taken a job in a little club under a different name. She had intended to forget all about her old life, but the notice of Alex's concert in Carnegie Hall was too much for her. So she decided that no harm could be done if she were to sneak backstage and watch the show from there.
Night and noon, she will leave you and then come back again. A pretty girl is just like a pretty tune. Like a pretty
Thanks, Al. Thanks. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to play Alexander's Ragtime Band for two reasons. First, because I consider it the best of all swing songs. And second, because this particular song means more to me than any other piece of music. I'd like to play it not only for you and for the people with whom you may associate it, but also for the people and especially for the one person with whom I associate it.
Sorry, miss. No one's allowed backstage. You'll have to... Miss Kirby! Come right in, Miss Kirby. You can see fine from the wings here.
Thank you.
Stella.
Hello, Al.
Look out there, fella. He sees you. He wants you on the stage.
Oh, no, no, no. I can't.
Go ahead. Get out there. This is your number, Stella.
Stella.
Oh, no, no, no.
Go on, I tell you. That's the girl.
Come on, Stella. Sing.
Oh, Alex.
Sing, darling. Sing.
Come along, come along. Let me take you by the hand. To the man who's the leader of the band. And if you want to hear that Swanee River played in ragtime, come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
You've just heard the Showtime presentation of Alexander's Ragtime Band, starring Tyrone Power as Alexander, Al Jolson as himself, Dinah Shore as Stella, Dick Haynes as Charlie, and Margaret Whiting as Jerry. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.